city under siege by the Israelites. They were, you know, a little bit of a war with them during the time of Joshua. She was a lady of what could be called ill repute, meaning her moral standards at that time were less than perfect. It was a social position that likely placed her outside of the societal norms of the day. But despite her circumstances, she had heard of the Israelites and the power of God. And so, the story of God's people continues. So after 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, God is finally ready to lead his people into the new land he wanted them to possess. But they first must face the great fortress city of Jericho, the gateway to the promised land of Canaan. Wisely, their leader Joshua sends out spies to check out the dangers and see where the vulnerabilities are, how strong the fortresses were. The spies decided to stay at the house of Rahab. It's a sort of, I know it was her house, but it was a sort of inn where she lived, after all. It would have been a place where strangers might be expected to visit. Still, the spies aroused the suspicions of the people of Jericho, and a military party, the sword, you must remember these because we're going to test you at the end, is sent to find them. Now, Rahab does the most surprising thing. Instead of taking the safe route by turning the spies over, she hides the spies under sheaves of flax, which was a type of plant that the seeds were used for making linen in biblical times. She tells them that the spies have already left. That's represented by the brown blanket, the sheaves of flax. That night, Rahab visits the spies. And we find out why she took such a chance, because what she says is actually quite amazing. I know that the Lord has given this land to you. We have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea. When we heard of it, our hearts melted in fear. For the Lord, the God is your God, is God in the heaven above and on the earth below. This lady, who because of her lifestyle lives at a bit of a crossroads of public life and hears all the rumors, knows the stories. She has heard the stories. She hasn't heard them as sort of geographical details or something to do with politics. She's heard them and realized that this God is awesome and is powerful. She believes in the power of Israel's God. So the spies strike a deal with Rahab. Our lives for your lives, the spies say in chapter 2, verse 14. And they agree to the plan. She lets them down from the city wall by a rope. And when the invasion comes, she will tie a scarlet cord from that window, and on seeing it, the Israelites will save her and all her family, which would have been gathered in that room at the time. So the deal was, you save our life, we will save yours and your families. And they swore to this plan. And so her plan, the plan, succeeds. I'm just getting to the core of the main line. It was planned. The spies returned. They returned to Joshua. They were hidden for 3 days before that. But Joshua knew that they could go in and conquer Jericho. Therefore, go in to the gateway of Canaan to gain the land that God has promised them over many, many years. And he knows that the people living in Jericho are already fearsome of the Israelites. That's why they wanted to kill the spies. Now, you know, the Bible tells us not only of courageous efforts and successes of the mighty and moral heroes of faith, but also those who have played a crucial role in the story of God's saving plan. Not all of them are moral heroes, and we should take heart at that, because none of us are perfect. As the Bible tells us, we've all fallen short of the glory of God, all of us. But what counts is that God chooses people not because of our sometimes fallen moral character, but because of our faith and obedience. God's free grace and their deep faith qualify us for the task assigned. We are to be bold. We are to be strong. This is why we find Rahab's name as one of the only four women mentioned in the ancestry of Jesus Christ. I believe it was through her son Boaz. And so the lineage of Jesus carries on. In the end, as many of us know, God causes the walls of Jericho to miraculously fall down. The city is totally destroyed, and Rahab and her family become part of the Israelite community, part of God's inclusive community of grace. And that is the same for all of us. We are part of God's community, his community of grace. So if there are things that we've done, we think, God's not going to like that. Well, no, he probably won't. But he will forgive. He will forgive. And once he has forgiven and you've received that forgiveness, you can stand tall. You are ready to be bold. You are ready to be courageous and to once more feel very much a part of the community of grace. And that's the story of Rahab, really. And it's the story of many people in the Bible that haven't sort of, they're not the heroes, they're not the strong people. They're the people that by faith and obedience go ahead and do what God has asked them, which is great. Now, I don't want to waffle anymore, because I'm hoping the clues will have been found. When the children come back, oh, they're here. They're going to show us the clues that they found, and we're going to tell the spies what those clues represent. Okay? Right. First one.
Does it have to be in any order?
Hopefully not. Nope.
Okay. So, hopefully Leah, do you want to give that to Janice? Good. That's it.
Now the sword. What does the sword represent? The soldiers! The soldiers who were running after the spies. Yes.
Annabelle, do you want to give that to Janice?
What's this? It says Jericho. Jericho represents? Jericho! Well, yes. It's the land that was taken over by Joshua. Actually, it was the gateway into the land of Canaan. Okay, right, that's Jericho.
Give that to Janice.
The brown blanket. Now, the brown blanket covered something very special that was on the roof of Rahab's house. Can we remember what that was? It was flax, and when it's all dried out, what do the seeds make? Linen material. Just a bit of education there. You know, okay. Next. Oh, should we do this one first, yeah? A family photo.
I can stay in here.
What does the family photo represent?
You get to keep that. That's yours.
Rahab, because Rahab's family, because of her bravery and courage, joined the family of God. She changed and became one of God's children, like all of us. Next, the Bible. Where do you think Rahab heard the stories from? Do you think Rahab heard the stories of God through the people? Do you think? What do you think?
Yeah.
I think so, because she already knew how powerful God was. And we know about Rahab and all the other very strong and courageous people through the Bible, don't we? Yeah? okay.
Last one.
Last but not least. Thank you, Annabelle. What's this?
The rope.
A scarlet cord. This is what Rahab, what did Rahab do with it? She hung it out of her window so that when the spies came back to take over the city, they knew that's where Rahab would be. Inside Rahab's window, well, in the room where the window was Rahab and her whole family. So when the spies came in with all the Joshua's armies to take over the city of Jericho, they were kept safe. They were taken out of the city. It was a deal, okay? Well, do you think, my spies, that they learnt well?
Yes.
Did they?
Yeah.
You think they learnt well? Yeah. They got all the details?
Yeah.
Did you think the spies did well finding our clues?
Oh, thank you very
well
much.
Well done. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do they
get to keep these.
They, for all their efforts, none of you, you just have to accept, can keep your magnifying glasses. Mm. I know. I know what all of them will be doing this afternoon.